But what about
the life, the extraterrestrial life that is like us, that may be more advanced than us? When are we going to find that, David? Assuming they haven't been here. I've got my own theories on that, but we'll get into that later. Yeah. When are we going to find it?
Well, maybe we already have. We're talking now perhaps about SETI, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, looking for signals coming from other worlds and sent out purposely by alien intelligence. There have been a lot of unexplained detections over the years. One example was fished out of the SETI at home data. This is the program where people run the software on their home computers, looking through data that's been collected by professional SETI programs, looking for signals, promising signals. And a promising signal is a sort of a sharp spike, because it will have a narrow range of frequencies.
Right.
And back in 2003, they looked at about 200 of these signals that looked really promising and revisited them again using the giant Arecibo radio telescope. One of them turned up again. In fact, it's a stronger signal than before, and I think it's now been seen on three separate occasions. Exactly like an artificial signal, it's coming from a spot between the constellations Pisces and Aries. Now, when you look at this little region of sky, you can't see any obvious stars or planets in that region. Well, so maybe the source is further away and we can't see the star. Or maybe it's coming from a beacon in interstellar space. The interesting thing is that the frequency of this signal is around that of neutral hydrogen, which is exactly what astronomers have been saying is what you'd expect of an alien transmission, because it's a kind of universal hailing frequency. And it just surprises me that the SETI folk aren't watching these sources a little bit more closely and revisiting them. After all, even if it's not an alien signal, it could well be from a new type of astronomical object. Either way, it's pretty exciting. So,
well, I was going to say, why isn't SETI doing a more thorough job? I mean, we have a great spokesperson for SETI, comes on all the time, Dr. Seth Shostak.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I spoke to him. He's very, very much on the ball. And, of course, the thing is that we're not doing it all the time. SETI is massively underfunded. There's no government funding in it. It's all private. Private. And, of course, the SETI Institute is professional SETI, but there are amateur groups as well. But it's not like it's a full-time looking at all the stars in the universe, and it's a very, very small effort, and it's patchy. It's not going on all the time either. They'd love to be able to do more than they can. It just surprises me that these unexplained sources aren't being looked at a little bit more often, a little bit more closely, because these are the needles in the haystack. It just seems to me that we're trying to explain them away and say, oh, they're not that interesting, we'll just move on. I think something's unexplained like that, we should maybe be focusing on it a little bit more.
Do you believe SETI would blow this out of proportion if they believe there was extraterrestrial life out there, or that they received signals or something?
Well, what do you mean by that? That they're concealing it, or that they're... I think they're a bit nervous about making too much of these signals, about saying, oh, well, this looks really promising, because then, of course, it gets on the Internet and it does get blown out of proportion,
yeah. Sure.
So they do have to be cautious of that, and I think maybe they're becoming a little bit too cautious. So they're just frightened of announcing anything exciting, because it just creates so much of people speculating in all sorts of weird and wonderful ways. So they've become super cautious, but it's a problem. Of course, it's a problem for astronomers with other subjects like UFOs. They just don't want to say anything too much because...
But isn't that SETI's mission, though, David, to say, look, we've heard signals and this is where they're coming from?
Yeah, I think so. And I really do think, I mean, if I was in charge of a program like that and I'd found some unexplained signals, I think I would be making more of an effort to get to the bottom of what they are. As I say, not necessarily because they're alien signals, but because there's something unexplained. And so much of what they look at, they're just drawing a blank. And yet we do have these interesting signals. You know, it seems to me that that's the mother load. That's what we should be revisiting more often. But I'm not in charge, so.
A couple months ago, Dr. Stephen Greer said that his sources had told him that SETI had received a couple of very fascinating signals. And Stephen was telling us here on this program that, his sources believe that they might be extraterrestrial. I had a spokesperson on. I had Seth come on from SETI, and he denied it. And he's believable, and, you know, part of me believes that he's telling us the truth. I don't think Seth would lie to us. Some people think that he would hold back. So I don't know. I'm confused.
Well, I think I like Seth. I know a lot of people think he's too mainstream. But, you know, if Mr. Greer has got this sort of evidence, let's have the names, let's have the dates, let's have the data, let's have the coordinates.
And we don't have any of that.
Let's not have just hearsay. I can make up all kinds of stories that I know people who detect this and that, but unless we have the hard facts, what do we have to go on? It's just hearsay. We need something that we can point our little amateur telescopes at and see for ourselves. So that would be my reaction to that. Let's come up with where's the beef? Come up with the goods. Let's have the hard facts, not I heard it from so-and-so who told me that this may be the case. We need a little bit more than that, I think, to go on. Still interesting. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not denying that there may be something in it. We know that the government covers up all sorts of things and distorts the truth, so sure, I'm quite prepared to believe that institutions can do that, but we do need to get to the hard data if we're going to chase it down.
Oh, well, and I would think that SETI would get more funding from other sources.
Of course they would.
If they said they heard a signal.
These guys don't go into SETI to disprove there's alien intelligence. They are real optimists. Some of them have been involved in it for decades, like Seth and Joe Tarter. They're on the edge of their seats waiting for an alien signal. They're going to be cautious about it. They're not just going to announce it that, oh, this is the real thing. They're going to be super cautious and check it. No, they're not going to hide it. Why would they do that? That, like you say, that it would just open up the subject hugely. The only thing that concerns me a little bit is that if the detection does prove positive, you won't be able to keep it a secret. It'll be out there right away.
Oh, my gosh. Some astronomer, even an amateur astronomer who may have tapped into something like that will go crazy with it.
You know what happens even with the rumors. It's everywhere all of a sudden.
Yes, instantly.
It was the same with the Mars fossil things a few years ago. It was everywhere, world coverage. You can't keep that sort of thing quiet. The only thing I think is that the SETI folk are hoping that they can contain it and then they can sort of they have all these systems in place for the post-detection scenario and how they're going to reply. I think it may be taken out of their hands at that stage. I cannot see that if we detect definite signals from an alien intelligence from which we could learn a vast amount of information, that it's suddenly going to be left in the hands of scientists. I can't imagine the government and the military not being involved at that stage.